oil prices drop as investors worry about the U.S. economy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. We won't get the highly anticipated April employment report from the government for another couple of hours, but commodities traders are already writing the script, and it isn't pretty. The price of everything from gold to cotton is falling fast, and oil has dropped below $100 a barrel in U.S. trading for the first time in more than a month. For more, let's bring in reporter Christopher Worth in London. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, why are we seeing this big drop in oil prices all of a sudden?
Well, for one thing, you know, we've been learning this week that the U.S. economy is growing much slower than was hoped. I mean, you know, that means Americans are going to be driving less, buying less gas. But there's also this psychological effect on where oil prices go. You know, all commodity prices have been shooting up over the last couple of months because markets are worried about risk. I spoke with Ronan Kavanaugh at Petroleum Intelligence Weekly.
One element that may have been playing a psychological part in the equation was the killing of Osama bin Laden, which has kind of changed sort of a certain mood in regards to kind of general risk.
So if the markets perceive that the world is a less risky place, traders may start to back off, lowering the price of a barrel of crude. We're seeing similar drops in gold, silver, and other commodities.
And on the oil drop, are we going to be seeing this drop when it comes to the price of gas anytime soon?
Well, no, not immediately. You know, gas stations don't want to lower the price of gas unless this dip in oil prices is sustained. There could always be a bounce that sends prices back up. You know, AAA says, you know, it typically takes a few weeks before the drop in the price of oil reads into a drop in gas prices.
Reporter Christopher Worth in London. Thanks, Christopher.
Hey, thanks, Jeremy.
Now to the extreme weather that's causing big problems in the nation's midsection. 11 counties in Mississippi have been declared disaster areas in anticipation of major flooding along the Mississippi River. Meanwhile, in Missouri, where the Army Corps of Engineers is blowing holes in levees to protect towns, the cost of flood damage to farmland could exceed $100 million. And yet, just 400 miles away, more than a quarter of Texas is in the middle of a severe drought. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports now on the cost of all this extreme weather.
John Sirie owns a ranch in the rolling hills outside Austin, Texas. He's already sold off three quarters of his cattle. There just hasn't been enough rain to graze them.
It's just unbelievable to be able to see the extremes, to see some that just have too much, and then others that, like us, we just can't get any rain.
Texas state climatologist John Nielsen Gammon says Texas is having its driest period in 100 years. And it's actually pretty common to have droughts next to floods.
When we have a drought in Texas, it's not like the air is not humid. That humidity just keeps going past us and ends up producing rain someplace else.
He says every day without rain costs Texas tens of millions of dollars. Mark Svoboda is with the National Drought Mitigation Center.
Drought is the number one cause of economic loss in our country every year.
Svoboda says most Americans just don't realize it. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed this morning in Europe and Asia. Domino's Pizza says sales jumped more than 8% last quarter. The chain says it's still benefiting from the new pizza recipe it introduced last year. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow dropped 139 points to close at 12,584.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact Email Marketing, providing small businesses and nonprofits with personal coaches to help them succeed. ConstantContact.com. By Mass Mutual, offering business owners financial guidance for the long term. Information at massmutual.com. And by Manta, connecting millions of small business owners and new customers every day on the web at manta.com.
Well, as we said a few minutes ago, we're just a couple of hours away from the April employment report from the Labor Department. It'll tell us how many jobs were added in April and what the new unemployment rate is. But right now, we're going to focus on a different measure of the economy with our Economy 4.0 correspondent, David Brancaccio, who's been studying how our new economy can better serve more people. David, good morning.
Morning.
So your alternative index today is what?
Call it the toil index.
The toil index, like blood, sweat, and tears toil?
Yeah, the hustle, the hours of labor you have to put in each month just to cover the rent or the mortgage. It's the creation of a noted labor economist from Cornell University, Robert H. Frank.
And these are the hours you have to put in to cover the rent or the mortgage on what kind of house?
That's the key, Jeremy. Frank and his team figure it's reasonable that Joe average, Josephine average, want to at least buy or rent a typical house that's in a public school district of average quality. Frank, put it to me this way.
Okay, I'm the average earner, let's say, the 50th percentile family. It's got to be my goal to at least get my kids into an average quality school. I think we'd think ill of a parent who didn't have at least that high an aspiration.
Okay, but Frank finds that between the number of hours we have to toil away, the number of hours we work per month just to make the mortgage or the rent for the house in the school district of typical quality in a given area, has gone way up over the years. From 1950 to 1970, we had to work a little over 40 hours a month to get the house. It was kind of flat during that period. But since 1970, the number of hours has been going up, up, and up. By the year 2000, we were toiling away about 67 hours a month just for the house.
And why is that number going up so much?
Frank says it's about inequality, the widening gap between the wealthy and the rest. The wealthy push up house prices, the market follows, and wages are not really going up all that fast compared to the housing prices. And so just to have an okay place to live in an okay school district demands these longer hours of work.
Marketplace Economy 4.0 correspondent David Brancaccio, thanks so much.
Of course.
And finally to Seattle, where the tables have finally turned on the companies that make the Yellow Pages. Under a new city ordinance, the publishers of those annoying and enormous phone books that pile up on the porch can be fined up to $125 if they deliver books to people who have asked to be taken off the list. One city council member told the Seattle Times that 2 million Yellow Page books get recycled every year at a cost of $350,000. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson on Twitter, at Jeremy Hobson, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The makers of Lay's potato chips have invented a new kind of salt. It's reportedly healthier and tastes the same as table salt. Why fix what nature already gave us?
That's what the consumers are increasingly asking for. One, I want healthier products. Two, I don't want to compromise on the taste.
I'm Tess Miglund, having your chips and eating them too, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.